the rest of the story. Arthur Stanley Jefferson distrusted women all his life. Yet he was almost pathologically dependent on their company, was incessantly pursuing them. Thus, psychologically, was the stage set for the incredible escapades of a modern-day Don Juan. Arthur's personal life, continually chaotic, even lurid at times, became a source of ongoing concern for his employers. In fact, they sometimes kept diaries of his endless courtships and flirtations and sexual indiscretions just to protect themselves from the reflected ignominy. Of course, there were a few significant loves among the multitude of meaningless encounters in Arthur's life. There was a woman named May. She was the first. She was older than Arthur, but she kept him intrigued for years. A common law wife, she called herself. She would not be the last. And yet Arthur's next major involvement, a honey blonde named Lois, grew impatient with their live-in arrangement. Only a real marriage would do, she eventually insisted, and Arthur acquiesced, and he also very quickly grew very bored. A trail of trivial affairs led to a sophisticated, witty, and beautiful woman with auburn hair. She was Alice. She was French. Arthur was a goner. For more than 10 years, their lives were romantically intertwined. Even though Arthur was still married to Lois through most of that time, and even though he occasionally cohabited with still other women while ricocheting between Alice and his lawfully wedded wife, I guess what I'm saying is that Arthur was little more, though nothing less, than a hopeless lover boy, an apparently helpless addict to the narcotic of romance. And believe it or not, this relentless Lothario's most profound relationship didn't even occur until his 43rd year. She was Ruth Rogers, slender, golden-haired widow of 29. And yet while their oneness was doomed by the same weakness that had shortchanged all of Arthur's loves, their sometimes wonderful while together coincided with the most positive, the most productive period in Arthur's life. They were married, divorced, remarried. And still there would be two more wives for Arthur, and innumerable extramarital affairs. And as the entangling alliances mounted, they collided with increasing frequency, in court, in the headlines, in shambles. For there's an unwritten rule which seems to apply with very few exceptions to the lives of movie actors whose careers are based on an image. That image is nothing more than image. For in all of motion picture history, there is no character more innocent. There is no character more innocuous than Arthur's. There is no persona in movie land less inclined toward the lascivious. And yet in real life, there could be no more desperate Don Juan than he. No greater lover boy than Arthur Stanley Jefferson Laurel, whom you remember as Stan Laurel. That's right. The meek, mild-mannered man-mouse of the comedy team, Laurel and Hardy. Now you know the rest of the story.